This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. We got new numbers on consumer debt today from the New York Fed. And while those unemployment numbers would seem to suggest a big uptick in credit card debt, that's actually not the case. Household debt fell in the second quarter of this year, the first decline since 2014. But that seems to be because of federal relief programs. And some of those, like the $600 a week supplemental unemployment benefit, have expired. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The New York Fed says credit card debt was down by $76 billion in the second quarter, the steepest decline in card balances since the New York Fed started tracking them. One reason, people aren't going out as much. But George Washington University economist Jay Shambaugh says there's something else going on.
Many people don't put their money in a savings account. They don't really have an active savings account. What they have is a credit card balance that fluctuates. And if they get a jolt of income, they're going to pay down the balance.
That jolt of income? It was the $1,200 relief checks and the $600 per week unemployment supplement, which just expired. Ann Elizabeth Kunkel, an economist at the job site Indeed, says the $600 weekly payments were roughly 5% of all disposable personal income in June. To make ends meet without them?
At first, it would be digging into one's savings, and after that, probably turning towards the credit cards.
But credit cards may not be an option. Joelle Scally, a senior data strategist at the New York Fed, says banks have cut their credit card customers' credit limits. And Scally says low-income consumers may have as little as $150 of available credit to begin with.
For lower-income borrowers, they really may not have much credit at all to draw on, and this reduction in credit limits may actually affect them.
So people in precarious financial situations are caught between the end of some benefits and having no or very little credit to turn to. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.